One of Washington's most powerful lawmakers was celebrated by his conservative allies last night. A dinner honored House Majority Leader Tom DeLay. Republicans toasted his leadership of Congress in the past and the future. The guest of honor has been admonished repeatedly for ethics problems. He faces a new ethics investigation in the coming weeks, which is exactly why conservatives gathered to defend him, as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The tables were set, red carnations in place, butter pats shaped like the Capitol Dome, and a giant sign reading, "The Conservative Movement Salutes Tom DeLay." Last night, more than 800 supporters flooded the ballroom of the Washington Hilton Hotel. That's because, says David Keene of the American Conservative Union, conservatives will protect their own. And he says the recent criticism is more than an attack on Tom DeLay.
It's an attack on the conservative agenda. It's an attack on the leadership abilities that he brings to the conservative agenda in the House of Representatives. And it's an attack on each and every person in this room.
In the room were 30 or so members of Congress, including House Majority Whip Roy Blunt, Republican National Committee Chairman Ken Mellman, and dozens of other conservative luminaries. Table sponsors at $2,000 a pop included the National Rifle Association, the Family Research Council, and pharmaceutical company Bristol Myers Squibb. As a happy chatter rose from the DeLay supporters inside, protesters outside made a different sound, more like a carnival barker.
We've got to smash corruption right here. He's going to smash it. Let's see what he's got.
Hammer the hammer, barked Scott Goodstein of Campaign for a Cleaner Congress. He's referring to DeLay's nickname, the Hammer, for his hard-hitting political strategies. The protesters mean to make their demonstration sound like a carnival, to mock what they say the Congress has become, a circus. Peter Kelly also works with the group.
We think the House Ethics Committee is broken. DeLay's given money to all those people. And if we're ever going to find out what happened here in Congress, we're going to need an independent investigator.
So dozens of protesters called on DeLay to clean up his act and tried to hand out bars of soap to the people entering the DeLay tribute dinner. Inside, none of that seemed to faze the guests or planners, who launched into a 2.5-hour dinner and program of speeches and videos to inspire confidence in Tom DeLay. There were prayers, this one from DeLay's own pastor, Ed Young of Houston.
We're thankful for this team, and we're thankful for this man especially, who has led in so many ways.
And there were videotaped testimonials from DeLay's allies, like House Speaker Dennis Hastert.
Tom has shown an ability to get things done. That kind of success often makes you a target in this town. But it's important to keep in mind that Tom DeLay is making a difference in Washington. He's making a difference for the American people.
And there was much flogging of Democrats, and especially the press, which many speakers claimed is in a purposeful drive to take DeLay down. And of course, the main event was the man himself. DeLay wiped a tear from his eye as he drew a long standing ovation. To this adoring room, DeLay recounted 10 round years of Republican successes.
We have banned partial birth abortion and written into federal law the protection of unborn children from attacks against their pregnant mothers. We have reasserted the constitutional role of Congress and of the courts in interpreting our laws. We have reaffirmed both the indispensable role of faith in our society and the definition of marriage as a sacred bond between one man and one woman, period. And we have defended the dignity of all human life, born and unborn, wanted and unwanted, loved and unloved, because human life is not given its dignity by its quality, but by its creator.
All this, said Tom DeLay, and Republicans are just getting warmed up. For dessert, diners were treated to red, white, and blue cakes with plastic hammers on top, and a special song paid tribute.
He's a hammer of justice. He's a hammer of freedom.
Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.
Sisters all over this land. Now we've got a hammer. It hammers in the morning. He hammers in the evening all over this land.
He's a hammer of justice. hammer of freedom. He's the hammer of love between my brothers and my sisters.